This Farm Talk segment is brought to you by the North Dakota Corn Utilization Council. And Dr. Joe Eichle is joining us, who is an extension weed specialist with the Department of Plant Sciences at NDSU. Visit with me a little bit about the Palmer Amaranth Initiative, as well as what you're seeing for Palmer and weeds in some of these North Dakota fields.
Yeah, so the what we're calling the Palmer Amaranth Initiative, it's going to be an extension effort this fall, winter, into the spring. And we're basically going to try and expand the information that we have out there on Palmer Amaranth. So this will be funded by the Corn Council and the Soybean Council. And some of the things that we're going to try and do with this initiative is, over the last several years, we've learned some of the ways that we're having Palmer infestations manifest or come into North Dakota. And one of the ones that just continues to pop up is contaminated feed. And so we really want to make sure we reach the correct audiences of, you know, if you might be buying feed that is potentially contaminated with something like Palmer Amaranth seed, make sure we have proper identification, really know the risks of what that Palmer Amaranth seed can bring in with some of that feed. Certainly, you know, one of the top risks that we might think of is having plants and seed escape maybe the feedlot and get into row crop fields. It's kind of one of our biggest risks, because that's where Palmer Amaranth is most difficult to control, is out in our crop fields. And so along with that, we'll be making some short videos, some other things, just basically trying to fill some of the extension information knowledge gaps that might be out there, to really let folks know how bad this particular weed can be. And a lot of this will be based around what we're calling a case study with some research. Now, a couple of years of research at a site in eastern North Dakota where we have a population with at least resistance to five different herbicide sites of action, which is just makes it a lot more difficult to control. So really raising awareness that not only are we importing some Palmer and some things like feed, but also the fact that we're importing some of the worst as far as herbicide resistance is concerned.
So what is a farmer's best mode of action right now in order to be able to fight off Palmer Amaranth? I guess if a farmer is out there in their field and scouting and find this, what's your best suggestion for them?
The best, if you even want to call it a mode of action, the best first step that we could do is, if there's a few plants, we need to make sure we properly identify them. And if it is only a few plants that we find out in the field, hand pull them. If they have seed heads on them, we really like to have them bagged and buried or burned. But of some of the infestations that we've found are at that manageable level, maybe one per acre, a couple fields have only had a few scattered plants in the fields. And those ones, if we go in and hand weed, we tend not to find subsequent plants following years. There are a few cases where we have just a lot more plants than that. And that's when other things, that's when we certainly have to look at chemical control options multiple years in a row. And that's where those are a little bit more difficult to manage, more of a long-term game. But I think most people so far has been a few plants that if we kept them early, pull them out of the field, then it really prevents us future headaches down the road.
Do you have any other words of advice or any other information, I guess, that you would like to get across to growers?
At this point in time, I kind of call this our historical Palmer Amaranth season. So as we get into the middle part of August here and start going through till about mid-September, the past several years, this really seems to be when we get most of our questions about pigweed ID. If we have new cases of Palmer Amaranth pop up, this tends to be about the 4 to 5 week period that we're entering here where we tend to get those confirmations. So as you are, you know, driving around, scouting fields, finishing out spray applications, whatever you're going into harvest, you know, whatever field operations are ongoing, just keep a vigilant eye out. If you see a pigweed look suspicious, certainly on our end, call NDSU Extension, your local agent. If you're pretty sure that it is a Palmer Amaranth plant, then you can also contact your noxious weed control officer, and they're also pretty well equipped to be able to identify those plants.
Once again, that's Dr. Joe Eichle, NDSU Extension Weed Specialist. I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich.